Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice.
Greatest of all time.
Alice at 97.3. There you go. Thanks for weighing in, post.
We got three more days till Friday.
Let it wash over you.
Right home by Monday morning. I swear I wish somebody would tell me. Oh, that's all I want.
The Radio Alice Report.
Is that me? What's up, everyone? This is Alan Reporter, brought to you by the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Follow the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page to catch any links or videos we mention on the air.
What was that?
His own house?
Did you just spit on the floor?
Nobody can see that or hear it for that matter.
Everyone heard it.
I hit the mute button on my mic.
That didn't work.
Was it next to your on-air light?
Well, your daughter is drawing you some very helpful pictures.
All right. Now, listen, would you let me get to this already?
Yes. Please, please be my guest.
All right. Here's what's happening. First of all, after checking the apps, it looks like we've got rain this week, quite a bit of it. Like Thursday, Friday, and maybe even Saturday. So enjoy the non-rain days as we've got them. It looks like today and tomorrow you should be able to get some stuff done. Now, that said, I have also received texts from people who've said it's drizzling here in Napa or it's drizzling here in San Francisco.
Okay.
So there is some light drizzle happening as we speak, but the real rain is expected for Thursday and Friday and maybe even Saturday. Okay.
All right.
This story is amazing.
Okay.
I want to thank Tony for sending it to me on Instagram. So this is the first place that I saw it was on Instagram.
Okay.
And if you were watching the Super Bowl on Sunday, there was a moment, and usually they turn away, they take the camera off the field, and they won't show you that someone has now just jumped onto the field and is running for it.
Yes, right.
In this case, the guy, I don't know what the guy was wearing or I couldn't tell at the time. Later, I saw a still shot. The guy who ran onto the field was wearing a mankini.
Oh, lovely. I like.
Which, you know, but he had to wear shorts on top of it. Having lost a bet in my radio career and was forced to wear a bikini on a roller coaster in Pacific Beach, San Diego, you quickly find out that the front of a woman's bikini is just about wide enough to cover a Furburger, but not nearly big enough to cover your wiener. Mm-hmm. So I had to wear mine backwards, but I didn't have to run. This guy was sprinting across.
The song. I mean, that
the truth is, he didn't have to do any of this. But when you hear the story, you'll
so
know
we get
why.
The reason why. Okay.
Right.
It was the run of the day, but I mean, he evaded
he
all.
He really went for it. Right. So The Super Bowl streaker has now been identified. Not really streaking, but again, he would have fallen right out of the front of that mankini, so he had to put shorts on. It turns out he took one. He made one of the prop bets that there would be a streaker at the game.
Does he count as a streaker? He's not naked.
They call him the Super Bowl streaker. His name, in fact, is, hold on, I have it here. They have Super Bowl streaker in quotes. The Florida man has been identified as the Super Bowl streaker who ran onto the field during the Super Bowl. Police charge Yuri Andrade, 31, of Boca Raton, Florida, with trespassing after he interrupted the fourth quarter of the Super Bowl between Tampa Bay and Kansas City. He was wearing shorts and a pink swimsuit as he ran across the field before eventually being tackled near the end zone by security. It turns out this guy, first of all, I should say, he was arrested. He posted $500 bail. It looks like he's facing a $1,000 fine. Mm. But it now comes out that this guy bet $50,000 on a prop bet at plus 750 that there would be a streaker at the Super Bowl.
Oh.
It cost him $1,000 to get out of jail, so he came away with $374,000 take home.
You can make your own bet come true.
That's what he did. He's a genius.
Wow.
That's him. That picture that Brenda's showing us.
That's
him earning almost 400K. Look at him. He's happy as could be. Flashing the peace signs and squeezing.
Boy, he is really squeezed into that.
Yeah, he is very. I'm sure he tried to do it without the shorts and went, I can't.
In a way, I'm actually surprised they paid the bet because he wasn't naked. I think of a streaker as a naked dude. And the fact that he did it himself, it's that seems janky.
So you would try to fight
the payout? I would try
payout?
To not pay him, yeah.
Well, he got his payout of $374,000. Wow. For having run onto the field, he made his own bet
come true.
It's too good.
It is pretty funny. Yeah. I mean, and the bikini is, or well, it's not really, it's one piece, but it's like, it goes sort of in almost a stripe down the front of them. Looks like, what are those things called? Singlets? But with all the leg part cut away. It's very, and he's sort of.
Yeah, like a singlet, but it's that thing that Borat wears.
Yeah, what is that?
Mankini, I
guess.
I think
right.
that's...
Okay. You know what? That describes it. It's fine. People will know now what a mankini is after this.
Right.
A brokini.
So gross. But, you know, for that kind of money.
Right. It's a terrible look, but he's famous. He's viral. He's rich. Congratulations.
It's a good payout. If you haven't heard this one before, I reported it yesterday. There's a woman named Tessica Brown from Louisiana. She went viral when she posted a video about how she used Gorilla Glue spray instead of hairspray, and her hair hasn't moved in a month. And I can understand that she's, you know, these things happen where you think it's fun and games, and then you realize it gets serious. Like, this isn't getting better.
So this is her with something slathered on her head to try to remove the glue. Is that correct?
She went to the ER on Saturday. It turns out that after 22 hours of trying different things to get the glue out, nothing worked. Mm. She was discharged, and the hospital told her to keep putting rubbing alcohol on her hair, and that hasn't done it either. Now she's hired an attorney, and she's thinking about suing Gorilla Glue. The label on Gorilla Glue spray says, do not use it on eyes, skin, or clothing, but it doesn't mention hair. Gorilla Glue, in its defense, put out a response yesterday saying, they're sorry to hear about her situation, but, quote, this product is not indicated for use in or on hair, and it is considered permanent. It is used for craft, home, auto, and office projects, not for hair. So
she doesn't win this. Please tell me she doesn't win.
Well, you're the judge. You kept... What? We give you the gavel and you're the one with all the opinions and you want me to tell you?
Well, if I'm deciding, I say, no, lady, you're the idiot who sprayed Gorilla Glue. It's right in the name. Nobody, you don't put glue in your hair. So if it's up to me, then she loses. Kick that chick out of, and pay the court costs for Gorilla Glue. That talk about a frivolous. Sorry, lady, but you're going to have to shave your head. That's all there is to it.
Right.
That's what this has come to.
You know, the thing is, a lot of these frivolous lawsuits have won.
I know. That's the problem.
You know, like...
It doesn't say you shouldn't iron your face.
Yeah.
Ding, ding. There's, you know, oh, well, I didn't know I couldn't dry my hair in the bathtub.
Right.
It doesn't say you shouldn't inject bleach.
Hello?
That's just the, there's the personal responsibility element of everything is gone.
Yeah.
You know, just the,
well. There's also
you were too
look.
Dumb to use this right.
I don't know her situation. I don't know who she is. You know, I look. I had a buddy in high school, my friend Landon, who was crazy, and we were both punk rockers. And one of the days, like before school, I think even he's like, he shaved a mohawk into his hair, and he's trying to get the thing to stand up. And we ended up using spray paint, like from his house, on his hair.
Why not?
And then, of course, that was the last day he had that mohawk. He had to chop it off. But right. That's, you do dumb things. I'm not saying that this girl, you know, she couldn't have seen it going this badly. She couldn't have.
Right. She assumed that there'd be some way to get it out. I just can't.
The lawsuit thing, though, is a bit much. But look, everybody's farming a lawsuit. It's America.
Right, yes, we are a litigious people.
Finish my thought, that is what we do. And so she's going to take her chance.
Good luck, lady. I hope you lose.
There's a guy named Demetrius Lewis in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and he had a virtual court appearance last week to set his bond on an attempted burglary charge. When it was his time to talk on the Zoom, he used that opportunity to shoot his shot with the judge, a woman named Tabitha Blackman.
Oh, wait.
Judge, you are so gorgeous.
Oh.
So gorgeous, Judge. I just had to tell you, you're gorgeous. Blackman thanked him and responded, quote, "Flattery will get you everywhere, but not here." She ruled there was probable cause to charge him and gave him $5,000 bond. But there, on video, and now all over the internet as well, is this guy shooting his shot, as they say, with the judge. I have been to minor appearances in, you know, traffic court and whatnot. And your lawyer will tell you, shut up. Mm-hmm. Don't talk.
Yep.
Zip your mouth.
Don't
you
hit on
the
judge.
You paid money for me. Now just shut up. And if you're talked to, yes, sir, yes, ma'am, that's it.
Not
the end.
You're gorgeous, and I'd like to get under those robes.
Hey.
She is, in fact, gorgeous, though.
She is gorgeous. I have seen her.
Oh,
she's
let me see her. Is she gorgeous?
Looking,
hold
but,
on a sec. Here it is.
You know.
Oh, she is very pretty.
Yeah, she's very pretty.
Is she Asian? What do you think?
I think she's African American.
Yeah, I think she's a black lady. Either way, it doesn't matter. Yeah, she's great looking. She could be a mix. Who knows? But
she looks flattered, actually. She's smiling.
Yeah.
I mean, she's a...
Well, sure. But you know what is weird? That probably non-criminals hit on her, too. So she's probably thinking, yeah, I...
She's all, I got my pick of the litter. I'm not taking the burglar.
Right.
Yeah.
This is not a meet cute, young man. This is you being in trouble.
They're definitely going to make a movie about this.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah, we'll have a happy ending. He'll be rehabilitated.
Come out and score.
Or she'll turn into a cat burglar. One of those.
There's a guy, he had a layover at O'Hare in Chicago on Thursday morning on his trip from India to Savannah, Georgia.
Okay.
Customs officials found that he had 8 large boxes of a knockoff Viagra called Viagori from India.
Well,
he had a total of 3,200 pills with a street value of $100,000 here.
Wow.
I don't know what it cost him in India, so we don't know what his profit was, but you assume he's about to make some money.
Must have been some, right.
you know. He says, though, I wasn't going to sell this. This is for my friends.
We're going to have a Vigori party.
Right. Vigori? Vigori. Maybe that's it. Anyway.
Vigori.
Clearly has a lot of friends who all have the same problem.
Yeah, sure. His friends are like, it wasn't for me. I don't need that.
Customs sees the pills because the FDA doesn't usually allow people to bring in prescription drugs from other countries, especially in the thousands.
Yeah, that's in bulk.
They say he won't be facing charges. They've just confiscated the stash. Well, it's,
they're illegal.
You can't bring them here. But it's probably more like bringing oranges somewhere where you're not supposed to.
You're
going
to have to eat all those pills before you get on the plane.
Whoa.
How long
have
is
you ever
this
tried
flight?
That?
Viagra? No.
Yeah. No?
No. Have you?
No, but I would. I've heard it's very fun.
Bryn? Can women use it?
I can't say. Not without any kind of... I've heard you can and that it might help, but I don't know. Wow. Maybe our texters know. 800-400-3697. Is our text number, if you know.
I've heard people use that recreationally, right? Whether you need it or not.
Yeah, I know someone who has said that it can be fun. I don't know if it will improve me any or not. Mm. I seem to be fine until I'm done, and then I'm not fine. So I don't know. Is the point that you never are done?
Yeah, I think so. Isn't it supposed to sort of have it? I don't know. I have no experience with it.
I can't speak to
Maybe
it either.
Maybe someone could detail that for us in a lengthy email.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
Our text number again, 800-400-3697. Here's a couple.
Okay.
What? Okay, I'm not going to read that one. Vinny, I think everyone listening thought Shoot Your Shot was actually sleeping with himself. No, that's not what I... No, he was
I thought that
when you first said it,
I was like, oh, God, he whipped it out in front of the camera.
No, Shoot Your Shot is such a... Like, that's such a common thing for the dating world. Like, oh, man, come on, shoot your shot. You can do it. Like,
yeah, but shoot your shot, girl. The root of that is something else.
What?
Yes. I thought it... Yeah.
It's just a hit. He's hitting on her.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No. Shooting his shot.
Yeah, okay.
I knew what I was hitting. Yeah. Well, hitting on somebody.
It's a weird world right now because forever it was expected that a guy would, you know, shoot his shot, so to speak, and hit, you know, ask a nice lady out. But now it's like frightening. You really do feel like you probably should wait and see if anyone comes to you.
Yeah. Yep. These days, you boys need to just take a step back and relax. Breathe. Breathe through it.
Right.
Breathe through it. Don't shoot your shot.
So the hearing was on a Zoom, it seems.
I
have it if you want to see it.
Sure. Yeah, let's
see it. Here it is.
How you doing? How you doing?
All right, I'm good, sir. How are you?
George, you are so gorgeous, the judge. I just have to tell you. You're gorgeous.
Thank you, Mr. Lewis. All right, Mr. Lewis. Flattery will get you everywhere. But maybe not here.
Sucker.
See, she's smiling. Yeah, she likes it, but he is wearing prison clothes.
He is. And a mask. I really sort of thought it would look more like what we're doing each day, but no, he's on a background of like the police logo or something, and then he's just standing. They walk him in, and he stands before her on Zoom. It's pretty funny. Should put that
and
in
yet,
Sarah and Vinny.
He's in prison clothes.
He's shooting his shot.
That's what that was, right? That was a jumper?
Yeah, right. Like jumper.
Oh, yeah.
Is that what it's called?
One color. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Right.
Sarah, you also don't put a steaming hot cup of coffee between your legs and drive off, but she won as well. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. A lot of these things have won through the years, so Tessica is not entirely wrong in thinking she might be able to score some free money.
You know, people will disagree. I'll say something controversial right now.
Oh, God.
I actually think that the McDonald's lady had a case because the coffee was so hot that it scalded her, that she, you know, she burned her lady parts.
That's your controversial statement?
That's my controversial statement.
Well,
I don't know.
Get under the desk for that.
No, you didn't have to get under that. It was fine. It's, you know, I don't want anyone coming at me. I don't need any feedback on that. I just think that if someone hands you a cup of, you know, coffee, yes, coffee's hot when you get it. Absolutely. And does it hurt? Oh, ow, that's hot. But to actually blister your lady parts that hot, that's boy, it was boiling when they gave it to her. That just seemed, it seemed like too much.
Right. I don't know. I feel like you want it hot, don't you?
Yeah, but I don't want it boiling hot. I don't want it boiling.
Mm. All right. Well, I don't know what to say. 415 says, a fur burger. You don't know what a fur burger is?
They know now. Now they know.
It's your pubic hair.
Down there.
It's your hair pie.
You actually don't have to explain it any further. The guy does know. He's just thinking.
All right.
That's funny. He liked it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Music news, Vinny, right after this.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.